Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to touch again today on the theme of the Jubilee year that we're in. And I want to encourage everyone who's listening, if you haven't had a chance to really stop and receive and try to understand this Jubilee year, which was established by Pope Francis in a document called the Bull of Indiction of the Ordinary Jubilee of the year 2025, called Spes Non Convuntit, which is really taken from Romans chapter 5, verse 5, hope does not disappoint us. And his inspiration for this is to help all of us gaze with hope, new eyes of hope, hearts filled with hope, a confidence, a strength within us that no matter what the circumstances are around us, that we are a people of hope. And the world needs the church, needs those who are baptized into Christ to be living in and from this grace, which we have been given. We've been talking about it all week. It's very powerful if we can live as a people of hope. There's a lot to be discouraged about in the world. We may, in our own personal circumstances, experiencing hardship, broken hearts, sufferings of various kinds. That's difficult. We see every day the news, until just recently, the wars, the pressure, divisions, and the hostilities that happen, violence in our streets, these kinds of things can be very, very disturbing and can lead to, if we're not careful, for our gaze to drop and just be just simply looking at what's around us and not looking forward, because hope looks forward. Hope is both here, Paul said, as we looked at some passages in the document that the Holy Father put forth here for us for the Jubilee, taking that passage from Romans 5 in particular, that we stand. He said, we have obtained access to God the Father, to our home, because of the justifying work of Jesus. That is because Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, cleansing us of sin through the waters of baptism, making us children of God, making it possible we who were enemies of God and trapped in sin now can come into the presence of the Father in freedom, even if we're still struggling. We're not yet perfected. The devil wants to steal your freedom of access to the Father. We ended yesterday with the passage in chapter 5 of Romans where the Holy Father reminds us that this grace in which we stand will not disappoint us. The hope that we actually have is not wishful thinking. We don't have to go to bed every night. Is this even real? And I don't know if it's going to work out. And this is a promise that comes from Jesus Christ, who is faithful and true. He's utterly trustworthy. And look at the life that he lived. He suffered a lot. He was despised and rejected by men. This was not his whole life in mission. The last 3 years of his life, there's a great deal of suffering and rejection as he presented the kingdom of the Father and the will of the Father. And we know how he suffered and we know how he died. The Father raised him up. He is the truth. He spoke the truth. He was totally vindicated in the resurrection and his ascension into glory. He's now the Lord of all things. And he loves you and he loves me and his promises are absolutely true. And so the Holy Father reminds us from Romans, and this hope does not disappoint us. We can trust him completely, which allows us that trust, that faith, to step into a total surrender to Jesus as his disciples and walking in his footsteps, becoming his disciple, deciding wherever I am. This might be a great time for some who are listening to say, well, you know, I've always had practiced my Catholic faith at some level. You know, God's always been in my life. That's great. But the Lord may be calling you to go deeper, to ask the question, have I really gone all in with Jesus? Have I, sort of the image of a poker game, if you think about that, have I pushed all of my chips? Have I gone all in? Or am I saving some of my chips because I'm leaning on them and I don't want to live without them. The Lord's calling us to surrender our whole life to Him. Our money, our sex life, our relationships, our jobs, everything we have. Everything we have is a gift. Even if we worked hard, we may think, it's not a gift, I earned this. God gave you the gifts, God gave you the opportunity. And this Jubilee, the freedom of the Jubilee, is to see that the most beautiful thing we have, the most valuable thing we have, the great gift that will never pass away, that will only from here to the Father's house is going to keep, you might say, expanding, growing, deepening, strengthening. Everything else will pass away. So put things in right order. That's partly what the Jubilee is too, because we have to do that to come into the freedom of the Jubilee. The Holy Spirit is that grace, that person, the indwelling of the Spirit that brings freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We're called to live in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. But it's not an automatic. We have to actually live by the Spirit. We have to walk by the Spirit. We have to have a living relationship with the Spirit. And part of that, and what the Spirit will lead all of us to do, is to examine our lives, especially in this Jubilee year. What am I holding on to? If I'm half in, I got 1 foot in, 1 foot out. Am I living in the twilight? Where am I before God? And this is great mercy for us, these kind of Jubilee years, that if we pay attention, first of all, there's lots of graces that we can obtain. Deeper freedom from sin. There's a whole range of things. But fundamentally, it's a season of coming into the full freedom of the sons and daughters of God. But that requires the exercise of our will, exercising our freedom, moving toward the Lord consciously, practically, each day, deeper prayer, daily prayer, frequenting the sacraments, getting to Mass more regularly, making sure we're living in the light, pursuing, asking the Lord, what are the gifts, Lord, you've given me to build your kingdom? What natural gifts, what spiritual gifts? And am I using them? Lord, help me to see and understand how you've made me. I want to make my contribution every day to the life of the kingdom. I want to join your mission. I don't want to just have one toe in the water or mainly look at the church as, well, I've got some responsibilities I'll fulfill, or look at the church's life as like a moral system, checking off the boxes. No, you're in a relationship. You're in a relationship with a loving Father if you've been born again by water and the Spirit. You're a child of God. And this season can help us get our heads straight. And that is, help us to understand just how valuable this is. It's easy to devalue it. And I think we do almost naturally because we're still in the flesh. And so many other things glitter for us. So many other things occupy our minds and hearts. And some of it is supposed to be, it's supposed to be there because it's our responsibility. But what the saints show us is we have to align things. We have to make first things first. We have to put God first. And that's what Jesus showed us on the cross. No matter what the circumstance, no matter how challenging, how deep it is, Jesus is telling us, love the Father. And you love him by obeying him. You love him by surrendering to him. You love him by paying attention to him and doing his will in your life. And Jesus, he showed us, no matter how hard it is, the Father's utterly trustworthy. That's why Jesus said, the Father is my life. He's my food. To obey him is everything. Is that where your heart is at? Is that where my heart is at? That's where Jesus wants to take us. Remember, the highest thing we can ever do is to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. The Holy Spirit enables us to do that, to subdue the pride in us and the lusts and the covetousness and everything else, to come under the grace of the Holy Spirit, who gives us this new capacity and power to be able to live in ever greater degrees of freedom and see the love of God, which again is being touched on in this Romans passage. Hope does not disappoint us. Why? Because God's love has been poured into our hearts. The love of God. You might be in the place of saying, well, I don't really experience that. I don't really know God that way. Well, no better time than the Jubilee year to begin to talk to God about it and to say, Father, show me. Holy Spirit, show me. Holy Spirit, pray and ask Jesus, anoint me. Jesus, help awaken in me the graces of my baptism, graces of my confirmation, all the graces you've given me. Please awaken them in me, the spiritual gifts that you've given me. You know, friends, like St. Paul tells us, each one of us has been given spiritual gifts that belong to Jesus. They are his endowment. He's sharing with us the abundance of gift and graces that are in him, and he gives them to us so that we can freely receive them and then freely join him in building up the body of Christ. It's not hard to see that in many places, the body of Christ and the Catholic Church, particularly in different places, very broken, very weak. So we'd say, we need to build up the body. Well, we all have a role in that. Have you ever pursued and asked the Lord, what are the gifts you've given me, Lord? Have you given the Lord permission in the sense of, I mean, God can do whatever he wants, obviously, but your invitation to say, Lord, show me. I want to give you my time. I want to give you my talent. I want to give you my treasure. Show me. And we can see in this Jubilee document, the Holy Father is showing us ways and becoming peacemakers. I read earlier in the week, and I just find it again. I just want to end with this. I'm recording these programs just a short time after the initial peace that was established in Gaza and the return of the hostages. Now, we know maybe by the time this is playing, maybe the process will be turned on its head already. Who knows? It's those who are involved in it, from President Trump on down, know it's fragile, but it's the right way to go. And isn't it interesting, friends, that in this year of Jubilee, in the year of setting captives free, peace is being made. Real efforts at peace and a rare, rare, rare breakthrough in peace. And it is interesting that President Trump has led through, you know, Secretary of State and cooperating with other leaders of other countries to bring the smaller conflicts together that are in various parts of the world to bring about some dimension of peace and making real concrete steps in that direction. For whatever your politics are, this to me is part of the grace of the Jubilee year that's going on. We just have to pray that it comes through to fulfillment and pray that the war can end in Ukraine as well. And that we can be about loving God, loving neighbor, helping people rebuild what's been destroyed, to help them find a home, to help them find a place. I think we ought to just acknowledge, receive it, like, wow, there is grace in this year of Jubilee for all of us, and then pursue that grace. Lord, where do you want me to be a peacemaker? Lord, where do you want me to serve? Who do you want me to notice, Lord, so I can love them? How can I grow in the spiritual gifts you've given me, Lord? And how can I live with this confident expectation of fulfillment of all of your promises that we call hope? A hope that will never disappoint us if we live it out with all our heart. God bless you, friends. Have a wonderful weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future. And it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.